day. So good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And I hope you're having a good Monday so far. It's going to get better right now because Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger
good
Publishing.
Good morning.
Good morning, Malcolm.
Just made it in time.
Glad you could join us. I think I'm barreling into the studio with coffee in hand.
Yes.
How are you?
I am great. Thank you.
Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, very quiet weekend.
Everybody's saying they had a nice quiet weekend. I think we all needed it.
Yes.
Especially after the first week of school and all the buses and all the kind of crazy, getting used to the new schedules, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And just busy at the office. Just a really full week. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Time to relax a little, play golf. And
Play golf.
Actually, mowing the lawn is sort of relaxation for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't put
Except
that...
Except when it's 150 degrees or whatever it is.
I was
going to
say, I'm not sure I'd put
is.
That under my relaxing list. But whatever, you know, whatever. Oh, and I'm looking at the cover of Pensacola Magazine.
Yes.
Now, and, oh my gosh, I love this dog. It's beautiful. This is the winner of the contest, yeah?
This is the winner of the contest.
Koa. And,
yes. He came to visit us at the office.
Oh.
And he was just the most adorable dog.
He looked, has a happy face.
Oh, just.
Just a happy face.
Greeted everybody and wagged that tail at a million miles an hour. And,
I love it.
Came over to me twice. You know, I was never brought up with dogs. I don't have pets. I live alone. But for some reason, dogs like me.
It's your spirit. They sense good people.
They just come over and...
Yeah, they sense good people.
Yeah,
so, they really do.
So I became friendly with Koa.
Well, the cover looks great. I love that they've done this. This is for Pensacola Magazine for this month.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get a chance to pick one up, you can kind of find them all over town at various locations. It is a free magazine. But to this month, there's a picture of Koa. It looks like he's on a boat over the water. And he's just enjoying the wind, and his hair is blowing back.
Yeah.
He's got like a big smile. His mouth is open.
Yeah.
He's a golden retriever. Is that correct? It looks like a golden?
Yes,
or maybe a golden mix.
It's a, golden retriever.
Yeah, yeah.
6 years old.
Yeah.
As I said, just the friendliest, sweetest dog you could ever imagine.
Well, I hope you do this again, because if you go inside the magazine, everybody that entered... their dog's picture or their pet's picture is in the magazine with their name, which is the cutest thing. And I just look at these pages. It's kind of like when you had a when you have the your yearbook and you have the seniors get like a full page and then the freshmen get like a mini page. This is like the freshman page of dogs. Because there's a whole bunch of pictures, about 20 per page of all these dogs. And you just look at them, and there's so many different breeds and so many different expressions. And the cats, too. It's just, there's one cat, Kizzy Hoxing. I think we might know who Kizzy belongs to. That
yes.
is sitting back on his or her rumpus like a person. So it cracks me up to see that they're just great. They're just great pictures. So you got to do this again. Are y'all going to do it again?
It is on the calendar for every year now.
Yay.
Yes. It was such a success.
Oh, for sure.
We have to do it.
I think he should.
On page 16, the one, you know, I didn't judge the contest.
Right.
Because, it's just good that I don't.
Saying politically correct?
Politically correct,
there you go.
Yes.
So no conflict of interest, as they say.
And I loved all the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my favorites is in the top right-hand corner. The
oh,
four,
look at them.
I think the, are they labs?
Yeah, golden it looks like labs. Golden retrievers.
Yes.
Yeah. Four golden.
There's four of them. Taylor Rue, Josie Wiggles, Boone, and Kevin Otis.
Now, you know there's a story behind all those
I'm
names,
sure there
right?
Is. Yes,
there's
I'm
gotta
sure
be.
There is.
And that's the other thing, too, is I love looking at all the names of all the pets. Dylan Ben, Dakota DeBo, little LG, little girl Coker, Cannoli. Then here's one, Steve Smith. Cracks me up. Steve Smith.
I wonder what the history of Gru von Schnicken, Schnickeltritz? Did I say that?
I'm not sure. And then there's
yeah.
Queso Demonbroin, so it looks like Spanish and German, maybe? I don't know.
They're
Sherlock
just...
and Birdie. Lucifer, spelled Lucyfur.
Mm.
So clever, so cute. Yeah, these are really neat. So many names, so many little faces. It's just wonderful. So kudos to y'all for doing this, because it really is a fun, fun.
Well, you know, we've always done a sort of like a pet edition.
Mm-hmm.
And we've shown a gallery of pets that are adoptable at the Humane Society.
Right.
And it's always been a big, big issue. The dogs just get adopted instantly almost.
Yeah, yeah.
And they are so popular that we were just sitting thinking, and I'm going to take credit for this. I said, okay. Well, why don't we have a pet contest?
Yeah.
Rather like we do with the weddings.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is. And
who knew it'd be so popular, right?
So I finally made a contribution to the company.
Well, finally, after all these years.
Yes.
One thing he does well is he hires a stellar team. He has a great team working with him. So, but yeah, it's a very, very cute idea, and the pets look amazing. And this is a good time to mention, too, that all the shelters in our area, Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, and all the different organizations, from A Place of Hope Small Dog Rescue to Great Dane Rescue, so many different ones, Pensacola Hotel for Dogs and Cats, are all over capacity right now with strays, and need your help with fosters, donations, and adopting. So if you get a chance to look at any of those organizations, and just to shout out Malcolm too, I had, you know, I do Frisky Friday here on Friday mornings, and I had A-Hope on this Friday. A-Hope is a group out of Santa Rosa County that just opened a spay and neuter clinic. And they're averaging now about, I guess, 50 to 90 pets a day that they're taking care of, which is amazing, because that's part of the problem. So they're doing a super job. So thank you for getting that clinic opened up.
Blake Wyatt, who is the, I think he's president of the Pensacola Humane Society, spoke to my Rotary a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about the tremendous number of pets and
it's
adoptable
a real crisis
pets
right now.
Yeah, which just put me in mind that, you know, as parents, we get lots of pressure from our children. I need a pet. I want a pet. Well, sometimes the novelty wears off.
Right.
And so my advice always is if the kids want a pet, just let them stew on it for a week or two, then see if they're still as enthusiastic, and then go ahead.
Just know that it's a long commitment. You're talking 10 to 15 years. I mean, this is a big commitment. And it happens a lot with Christmas time. Everybody wants a puppy. And by January, you realize you have to train the puppy, feed the puppy, walk the puppy. And then it becomes the child's like, okay, I got to go now. So that adult mom ends up doing that.
I speak from experience. After I bought a little Shih Tzu for my son who bugged me forever. And, of course, after a while, he'd sort of give him attention. But then when it came to walking the dog and those things, Dad, take care of it.
Right, yes. Right. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break talking with Malcolm Ballinger of Ballinger Publishing about the latest issue of Pensacola Magazine. And if you have any questions for Malcolm or comments, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Good morning. Welcome back to Pep Talk. It's Ballinger Publishing time, and that means Malcolm Ballinger is in the studio with us this morning talking about the Pensacola Magazine issue that's out on the newsstands now with a beautiful photo of Koa, a golden retriever who won the pet contest that they held, which now they're going to be doing every year, which I think is just so cool.
Mm.
And then lots of photos of all the different pets. Lisa from Milton said that her pet, Lucy, is in there underneath the red, white, and blue canopy, a picture from the Blue Angels Air Show. So I just want to say I saw it. As cute as can be. And then further into the magazine, you had some animals, pets that you posted in the mat with these gorgeous professional photos that they were needed to be rescued.
Yes, page 32. Most, in fact, I believe all of the pets have now been adopted.
That's incredible.
And it's not hard to see why when you look at those photos.
Right.
Taken by Guy Stevens, by the way, who is
a beautiful
extremely
photos.
Good,
wow.
Yeah, photographer. And if you take a look at page 37,
okay,
on the right hand side there, he would be my favorite.
You're talking about the let me see, which page am I on? 37. I kind of like the fella on 38.
Oh, you do?
Yes, look at that face.
Yeah.
He's a big old hound.
Yes. Yeah, let me go home and go to sleep.
He's a bloodhound. He's got that droopy face and the droopy ears.
It's an appropriate name, Whiskey. I think he said too much of it.
It's great. And they had cats in there, too. beautiful cats and kittens. So if you get a chance, if you have a chance to rescue, and maybe you can't take on a pet right now, but they certainly could use your help. And all of these organizations on their websites, like the rescues, are listed with Amazon and also with Chewy. So you could go there right now, click on their wish list, and on the wish list, you can click on that, and they'll have everything they need, from bleach to towels to food, and you can just click on that, put in your credit card, send it, and they'll have it the next day. Typically, the turnaround is very quick. So that's something you could do to help out, too, because they're always in need of supplies. And all these groups are essentially nonprofits or government-run, but they're over capacity right now.
Yes.
So it's got to be tough to keep up with the meals, no doubt. Okay.
Oh, you're looking at me.
It's my turn.
Okay.
Yes, sir. It's your show. You get to talk about anything you want, sir.
Remember that Pensacola Magazine is available just about everywhere. And
it's free.
And it's free, or you can have a subscription. It's only $14.95 a year, and we'll mail a copy every month to you.
Okay, so another listener texted in that their dog Dakota is in the list of pictures.
Right.
So I got to find Dakota now. See if I can find Dakota. See, I know there's a story behind all these names, too. That's the fun part. That is the fun part. Oh, there it is. Great. This is great. All right, sir. So what else is happening with Ballinger Publishing and things maybe that are coming up? A great thing to look at is Downtown Crowd, which you have the new issue out now as well, which has a good calendar of events and all the different things that are going on in our community. And that's always great to have. I just keep it by my desk.
Mm.
Because then I can kind of keep up with everything that's happening.
Yes, yes.
And that's always helpful.
Morgan is greatly in tune with what's happening in the downtown area, all of the various events.
Uh-huh.
And I was just going forward here. We mentioned it last week, but the Pickless Paradise, I think, is a wonderful thing for downtown.
Okay, so talk about that.
Well, it's at the port, and it's pickleball courts. I have never played pickleball. I'm not even sure what the rules are, other than it's a downsized version of tennis, I think.
I haven't played it yet either. A couple of people are after me to start playing, so I've got to get it into a group and start playing. But everyone says it's so much fun.
Apparently, it's highly addictive. Mm-hmm. Once you play, you have to keep doing it.
Oh, well, I won't have a problem with that part.
the ball is, I guess, best described as, it looks like a wiffle ball.
Yeah, it looks like a little mini tennis ball.
Yeah, so you can't hit it too hard.
Right.
And you sort of have to move around, but not strenuously like on the tennis court.
Yeah, the tennis court, you get those high lobs that go to the back of the court. Next thing you know, you're diving for something. I imagine you could dive for a pickleball, but it might be a little bit of an exaggeration of effort. So you never know. But that's is that open now, Malcolm? Has they already opened?
Yes, it is open now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's at the Port of Pensacola.
Port of Pensacola.
Very cool.
And there is a rest area, and I understand a bar.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been to play, but Morgan, our editor, and Kelly both spent time down there. We're totally enthralled by it.
Cool.
Are going to try pickleball. It's just, I think, a great experience.
Well, you know, we have the kind of weather that you can do things like this, because once you get into August, September up north, it starts getting too cold for outdoor tennis. That's why they have so many indoor tennis facilities and stuff. But here you could play through December. We start getting those cold weeks, maybe December, January. But I've been on the beach on New Year's Day. So you never know. You have such a long season to be outdoors and do fun outdoor things. So that's always fun.
Yes.
But your favorite outdoor thing, I believe, is golf, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it good exercise.
Yeah. Is it because of the golf, or is it because of the clubhouse? The post-game revelry.
I can honestly say that I don't go into the clubhouse afterwards.
Get out of it. I don't believe that. I don't honestly, believe you for one second.
No.
See how he's stumbling here? That's what happens when you start to lie. You start stumbling.
I mean, it is true that I have been known to take a glass of beer.
You've been known to.
A glass of wine from time to time. But I find beer in the middle of the day just knocks me off kilter. I just can't do it.
Well, I was talking about post-game. You want to do it necessarily in the middle of the game.
Well, we play in the morning. So after would be a lunchtime beer or whatever.
Well, you could always go home and take a nap.
Yeah. But again, it's sort of knocks me off kilter.
I'm just giving you a hard time, Michael.
I think you've got me stumbling here.
I know. It's very charming. It's very rare that Malcolm is at a loss for words.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. All right, sir. So what else is happening in your world?
Well, we are right now preparing for the October issues.
Oh, my goodness.
September, excuse me, is, well, pretty much done.
Okay.
But we've already started on October because in October we are doing the Parade of Homes.
Oh, that's right. That's always a great issue. The photography always is spectacular.
Yes. And it's our biggest issue of the year.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we do in October, we do a special downtown edition of Business Climate.
Right.
An update of all what's happening downtown,
mm-hmm.
focusing on development, new retail stores, restaurants. Essentially, what's happening in business in the downtown area.
There's a lot going on. Every time I drive through town now, there's something new going up on a different corner.
Yes.
Seems like.
Yes.
Very different from when I first moved here.
And, yes, we cast our mind back 25 years ago.
Yeah,
it's
just
a little
so
different.
Different
story.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we are going to be back in just a couple of minutes talking with Malcolm Ballinger, Ballinger Publishing, right here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question for Malcolm about his golf, per se, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Malcolm Ballinger's here with Ballinger Publishing. Malcolm, you said you had a couple of events you wanted to mention before we go.
Yes, we were talking earlier about beer.
Yes.
Were we not?
Cerveza.
Yes. The great event coming up at Seville Quarter is the Emerald Coast Beer Festival. It is September 5th from 5:30 to 8:30. Seville Quarter in downtown Pensacola. You can taste all kinds of craft beers and just beer in general.
Okay.
And have a good old time.
Yeah, that sounds like fun. And one thing while you're looking up some of the other events, just want to give a big shout out to our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, and all the sponsors and folks that showed up for the Radiothon on Friday. Malcolm, they raised over $300,000 for Studer's Children's Family Hospital.
Oh, wow.
So congratulations and hats off to everybody that participated with that.
Yes.
So that's a very awesome event.
The Beer Festival on September 4th. And don't forget to go try out the pickleball courts.
Yes. And also make a note, the Songwriters Festival will be kicking off, I believe, on September 30th. So
yes.
Keep an eye out. I'll be hopefully having them on the show soon to talk about all the events.
And you can see Pensacola Magazine,
mm-hmm.
Downtown Crowd, in fact, all of the publications that we publish on BallingerPublishing.com. Not on. You can access link
right.
to BallingerPublishing.com.
Yeah, click on.
Click on. That's right. Yeah, there we are.
Click on.
Got to get the right lingo.
I know. It's tough.
On BallingerPublishing.com, and you can access all of them on what I call the flip.
It's really amazing when you think the technology. You can actually go to that website on your computer or laptop and sit in your, if you have a little, like an iPad, and you just flip it while you're sitting there.
Yeah.
And it's like reading the magazine without holding a magazine.
You can access, I think, everything that we've published. I'm not sure the time frame, but it's probably 10 years, last 10 years.
Okay.
But certainly all of the current things. And so if that's what you like to do, BallingerPublishing.com.
All right. We're talking with Malcolm Ballinger. How long have you had this company here, Malcolm?
25 years.
Yes, sir. Congratulations and thank you for all you do. You may not know how much Malcolm does for our community, but he does works with so many organizations, so many boards. We appreciate all you do, Malcolm. Thanks for being here. Have a great Monday, and we'll